From the WABE newsroom at 7:31, reaction continues to come in to the immigration bill co-sponsored by Georgia Senator David Perdue to overhaul the nation's legal immigration system. WABE's LEU went to Buford Highway, an area that has folks in it from countries all over the world.
Lian Vong works inside a Vietnamese supermarket. He came to the U.S. more than 30 years ago with his family from Vietnam. He was just 10 years old.
We were refugee. We're boat people. We live on a refugee camp. We went through all that, and we made it here. And we have lived here, and we assimilated to the culture.
Vong agrees with the idea that immigrants should learn English and be allowed into the country based on what they can contribute. The proposed bill would change how green cards are issued, looking at skills, education, and the ability to speak English.
I think if people come in and they're able to take care of themselves as immigrants and not living off the system, take in as many as you can. But they need to take care of themselves, though.
However, Perdue's proposal would cut the number of people able to immigrate into the country by half over the next decade. Jackie Walks, who came here from Jamaica, thinks that's a bad idea for the economy.
I don't think it's going to be good for America. I think we will become stagnant here without the diversity. No matter what language you speak, we can teach them English.
The bill also limits immigration based on family relationships. That's how Nimiata Kadar came to the country from Sri Lanka when he was 11. His uncle sponsored his family. That would no longer be allowed under the proposal.
United States immigration has always been home for the immigrants. People can come here. And I can't imagine, you know, where my life would be.
He says he doesn't have the right answers to the immigration debate, but is waiting to see what Congress will do. LEU WABE News.